Now we come to the 40th Psalm, and we have here two messianic psalms that will conclude this section here, the first section, the Genesis section. And they're very wonderful psalms, and the reason they're called messianic psalms is because they are so quoted in the New Testament. And that makes this one especially important, by the way. Now, let me get into it. 40th Psalm, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. And this is a proper psalm, I think, to follow the 39th. All of these here go together, you know. That is, we had a section in with 39. But there is a continuity that follows through here. And there are those that feel that it's just the experience of David, and that it describes his flight from Absalom. And I'm of the opinion that that is accurate as far as it goes. But here is a psalm that is quoted in the New Testament. It's quoted in the Epistle to the Hebrews in a most remarkable way. And so we find here that in this psalm he celebrates in praise. Here in thanksgiving, the resurrection and the triumph and the ascension. Who's doing that? Well, the Lord Jesus himself. This is truly a messianic psalm, and as we've said, so quoted. He celebrates his resurrection, his triumph, and his ascension. And this reveals that the death of Christ was not actually a defeat at all. It was a great victory. Now, he says, here I waited patiently for the Lord, and climbed unto me, and he heard my cry. A cry was from the cross, by the way. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, established my goings. The horrible pit. It's called the pit of destruction. And it's the place of agony and death, the place that he went to. You and I cannot even conceive today of how terrible the death of Christ really was. Verse 3, and he hath put a new song in my mouth. Now, here's that mention again of the new song. That's the song of redemption, as we've already seen. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. You see, what are they going to see? Well, they're going to see the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, will you notice? He said, blessed is that man who maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Blessed is the man that will put his trust in the Lord. And our Lord Jesus was an example in that, by the way. And he says, many, O Lord, my God, are the wonderful works which thou hast done, thy thoughts which are toward us. And God's revealed what he thinks of us by sending his son to die on the cross on this little world. They're arguing today about whether any of these other planets are inhabited or not by creatures, intelligent creatures. Now, if I may just voice an opinion, and I'm no expert, of course, in a field like this, I think they're inhabited. But I'll guarantee you this, there'll not be a cross on any one of those planets out yonder in space. Here's where he put up a cross. And he did it, why? Well, many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are toward us. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. But he's going to declare one now, and this is the one that is quoted in Hebrews. Will you let me read this now? Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire, mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it's written of me. I delight to do thy will, O God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not restrained my lips. O Lord, thou knowest. Now, this is quite a remarkable section here. And he goes on to say, I have not hidden thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the congregation. Now, this is really a marvelous psalm that follows the other one that reveals the frailty of man. It reveals the fact that when he came to this earth, we're told, sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire, mine ears hast thou opened. Now, that's a strange thing. So when I go over to the 10th chapter of Hebrews to pick this up, I begin reading at verse 5, and will you notice what is said here? Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldst not, but a body hast thou prepared me. Now, wait a minute. Is this a mistake? There are those that would say, oh, here is an error and a contradiction in the Bible. It's not accurately quoted. Well, the Holy Spirit wrote it, and the Holy Spirit has a perfect right to change his own writing. But always note that there's a purpose for it. And so I'd like for you to see something that I think is quite wonderful. You'll recall that when we went back in the book of Exodus, we were told in Exodus 21 a law concerning servants and masters. Now, if a man became a slave of another man, at the end of that period, however long it was, he'd go out free. But suppose during that period that he would meet some other slave, a woman, that he fell in love with, and he wanted to marry her, and he did. He had children. Now, when the time for him to go out free, he can go. He can leave, but she can't. She's a slave. He can't leave. Now, what can he do? Well, if he said, I love my wife, I'm not going to leave. He'd go to his master, and his master would back him up against the door post, and he'd take an awl and bore his ear through. That was the thing that was done. And it was something that was quite interesting. Verse 6 of Exodus 21. Then his master shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door, unto the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. Now, the psalmist, when he quotes it, he says, mine ear hast thou opened. He came down to this earth. And what did he do? Have his ear dig? No, he was given a body. He took upon himself our humanity. He identified himself with us, and he became a servant. And he became a sacrifice. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. God didn't delight in all the offerings in the Old Testament. They pointed to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now will you notice something else that is said? Over in Isaiah, we come back to the 50th chapter, verse 5. Listen to this. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. And that verse is in the one concerning the humiliation of the servant that came down to this earth. May I say to you a prophecy of it? Now, the Lord Jesus came down to this earth, became a man, went to the cross. His ear wasn't digged. He was given a body, and that body was nailed to the cross. And he's taken a glorified body with nail prints in it back to heaven. And he will bear those nail prints and scars throughout eternity that I might be presented without spot and blemish before him. This, my friend, is a messianic psalm, a psalm that reveals the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd love to stay with this psalm.